You may think praying for the dead is just a tradition, but after hearing these testimonies from our viewers about souls in purgatory, you'll see why the church calls it an act of mercy. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's stories may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. Hello everyone. Before we dive into today's testimonies, I want to take a moment to thank all of you for your support, for your likes, comments, prayers, and especially the personal stories you share with us. From the bottom of my heart, thank you and may God bless you all. Now, the testimonies I'm sharing today were sent to us a while back, but they fit perfectly with the spirit of November, the month we dedicate to the souls in purgatory. They remind us why our prayers for the departed matter so much. Let's begin with Michael's story, an unforgettable encounter with a soul from purgatory. Listen to this. I once saw a soul from purgatory at a Jesuit retreat house after everyone had left except me. I tried to talk with him, but he was totally silent, as if he didn't even know I was there. I later saw his picture in a Jesuit journal, on the obituary page. He was a younger man, not yet a fully professed religious, but in the novitiate. The only difference was he was smiling in the obituary photo, but looked sad when I met him. I now have a strong devotion to the souls in purgatory and try to gain an indulgence for them daily. Michael, your devotion to the souls in purgatory is admirable. Praying for them daily is something we can all look up to. Thank you for sharing your experience with us. Our next comment comes from Joseph, who was moved by one of our videos on Padre Pio and the souls in purgatory. He writes, I came home to Mother Church in the year 2000. Only now do I feel the urgency of praying for those holy souls in purgatory. I owe many prayers to pray. I shall start these with Padre Pio in my heart. Ave Maria. Joseph, your words remind us why this mission exists, to awaken hearts to prayer, especially for the holy souls in purgatory. And it's thanks to our protected children of Padre Pio that we're able to keep spreading this grace-filled message. If you ever felt that same stirring in your heart, the call to pray more, to do more, I invite you to take the next step. Become a protected child of Padre Pio today. By joining, you'll share directly in his mission of mercy and receive spiritual benefits, including regular holy masses for your intentions, a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, and his favorite prayer booklet. Padre Pio's work didn't end when he left this earth. It continues through souls like yours. Click the link in the description below to join us and help bring his mission to more souls. Now, let's hear from Mary Ann, who shares an intriguing story of an unexpected visitor on a snowy day. Listen to this. I worked as a cook for priests for many, many years. One wintry day, as I was busy cooking for the priests, someone knocked on the kitchen door, which was only a few yards from the small church. I was taken aback given how hard it was snowing and how deep the snow was becoming. I opened the door and there stood a woman, maybe in her 30s. Yes, may I help you? I asked. The woman answered in a somewhat anguished voice. I need to go to confession. I remember looking left to right to see how she arrived on this snowy day. No sign of any vehicles anywhere in sight. Yes, I answered. I will let the father know and he will come over to the confessional. I called upstairs to the priest, letting him know there was someone requesting confession. He was a bit surprised, but came right down and went straight to the church, which was, as I said, only a few feet from the rectory. He came back 5 minutes later. There was no one in the church or confessional, he said. Also, aside from the father's set of footprints in the snow, there was no other, anywhere. The snow was clean and fresh like powder everywhere. I have no proof, but I concluded in my heart that that woman was a lost spirit seeking reconciliation with God. What an incredible account. Marianne, your careful observation, noting the complete lack of footprints in the fresh snow, strongly supports your conclusion. Thank you for sharing your testimony with us. As today's testimonies remind us, the souls in purgatory truly suffer, but can be greatly helped by our prayers and sacrifices. So let us not forget to include them daily in our prayers. And if you have a personal story you'd like to share, we would love to hear it. Please write it down in the comment section below or email us at info@followingpadrepio.org. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.